During the course of a week, we typically get asked a number of how are you doing type questions. How are things going in class? How's your family? How do things go at work today? How's your health? And we're usually able to respond quickly and very concretely to those type of questions. How would you respond if someone asked you, how's your spiritual life? Maybe we might even struggle a little bit to respond to that, or maybe talk about how often we go to Mass or how often we pray. Or maybe we would have some difficulty in giving a response to that. Today's gospel, I think, as Jesus talks about the great law of love, really gives us an indicator of how we're doing in our spiritual lives and living this out. You know, Jesus' time, there were 613 laws as part of the Mosaic tradition, and laws around the laws, you could get lost in all that. So someone asked him, what's at the heart of it all? And Jesus presents that today. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. When we come before the judgment seat of God someday, this is really what we're going to be evaluated on, if you will, the great law of love. So how are you doing in your spiritual life? How's it going in this area? You know, St. Paul spells it out a little bit more, because we've all heard love of God, love of neighbor, love of self. How can we get a little bit more practical and concrete with that in terms of looking at our lives and seeing how we're doing? St. Paul talks about something called the fruits of the Spirit in the book of Galatians. And these fruits of the Spirit are really virtues. And he names a lot of them, but a number of them that I could point to, patience, kindness, compassion, forgiveness, humility, gentleness, joy, generosity. Let me touch on a few of these and see how we're doing. How about patience? You know, think about your life a couple years ago and where you're at now. Have you seen some growth in this area of patience? You know, I hear a lot of confessions, and I have to say this is probably one of the number one struggles that people have. It might be parents having patience with their kids, or kids with their parents, or maybe young people with their siblings. Maybe it's someone at work. It might even be out there on the roads. But how many of you here struggle with patience a little bit? I would imagine a lot. It's all about growth and our openness to God's Spirit and His grace. And God is so patient with us. And you think of the Old Testament with the Israelites, how they often veered off course, and God patiently waited for them to come to their senses and to come back. That's the way He is with us. He's very patient. And we grow in our relationship with Him. He strengthens us in that virtue. And we all need some help in that area. How about a second one? Compassion or kindness. We put those together as fruits of the Spirit. How are we doing in that area? You know, if we're experiencing growth, we'll notice that we're becoming more thoughtful, more sensitive toward others, acts of kindness, even to those we may not even know. And we're always doing battle with some selfishness, but as God's grace grows in us, we do become more compassionate. I saw an example of that yesterday over at Crane Road in Dempsey Hall. We had a parish service event called Mercy for the Starving. Maybe you've heard of the organization Feed My Starving Children. But they came over to our parish, and we had a great day. Hundreds of volunteers. They packed these manna packs, which then get shipped to some of the poorest areas in the world. And all these volunteers, you know, given some of their time, an act of compassion toward people they don't know. But I think that's what God's Spirit moves us to do. And we can't do it all. Just the other day, I had a parishioner say that he was so grateful that another parishioner had come by to visit him and bring a communion when he was in a hospital. We have parishioners bring communion to the homebound. And not many people know that, but those hidden small acts of kindness, I think, reflect growth in the fruits of the Spirit. How are we doing in that area? If we want an evaluation of how things are going, we look at what's going on in our lives and how we're living out these virtues. How about generosity? When we're looking at generosity, it's not just our resources, you know, making a donation. That's certainly important, to do that wisely and prudently and to share some of the blessings we have been given. But how about the generosity with our time? You know, there's all areas of life where, many areas of life where we can sometimes get kind of stingy. and someone may need us. And do we respond? Are we generous in that area? You know, an area where I think we could all use a little stretching, myself included, is in the area of forgiveness. You know, as in the confessional, another big area of struggle is with anger. And underneath anger, there's usually hurt, there's usually disappointment. And it could be with family members, could be with a work colleague, but lots of struggles in that area. And we can be stingy in the area of forgiveness. We can get stuck in resentments and grudges, hang on to them. But I think the Lord moves us to be generous, even with extending forgiveness. And we have that option always. We can hang on to that anger, those resentments, or ask God to strengthen us. And again, remember how generous He is with us, with His forgiveness. How about joy, another fruit of the Spirit? You know, we're talking about Christian joy. It's not about always having a smile on your face or a superficial optimism. It's much deeper than that. Christian joy is rooted in the resurrection of the Lord, the Lord alive in our lives. And what He strengthens us is in hopefulness, an attitude. And we can get so easily turned toward what's wrong or darkness. And we have to be realistic, but what the Lord does in our lives through our faith, He strengthens us to be people of hope who radiate, even during tough times, you can exhibit Christian joy. Because our Lord, He's bigger and greater and more powerful than any heartache, any tragedy, any struggle. And I think He helps us to radiate that hopefulness. So how are we doing in that area? You know, our church, our Catholic Church, could definitely use more joy and more life. And what are people attracted to? You know, they're not going to be attracted to a doom and gloom cynicism, but rather to a hopefulness that's rooted in the Lord, and there's a light and an energy to that. You know, if someone walked into this church brand new and they'd never been here before, you almost, wherever you notice there's going to be an energy there. Is it going to be a life-giving one, a joyful, or is it going to be dead? You know, and I think it's our Lord who helps us to have that joy and radiate it. One last area I wanted to touch on briefly here, and it's with the Jesus' great law of love, there's one part of the equation that usually doesn't get much attention. We hear a lot about love of God, love of neighbor. How about love of self? Is there it almost sounds like it, you know, the love yourself, kind of narcissistic, self-absorbed. That's not a Christian self-love. Now, when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do when you look in the mirror is not start saying, "How great thou art." Now that's narcissistic. I can tell some of you do that, don't you? The first thing, when we look at the mirror at ourselves, it should be, there's a beloved son or daughter of God. And that's a gift. And a healthy Christian self-love is rooted in that our lives are a gift from God, and that God has some tasks for us and being His disciples in the world. But I encounter a lot of people who struggle with self-hatred and self-loathing. Sometimes people get damaged growing up, or things happen. But we need to remember the deepest part of who we are. There's God. And your life, my life, is a gift. And we may have to struggle with, but self-hatred is not God's plan for anyone. And there's not much life in that, you know. But when there's a healthy self-regard rooted in God's gift, wow, there's an energy in that. And we're strengthened to really be His presence in the world. So as we gather today and hear the great law of love, and that day we come before the judgment seat of the Lord, and a lot of it's going to be centered on that, how we did in living that out, and the fruits of the Spirit. And our nourishment is at the altar in the Eucharist. So may we be strengthened by God's presence to be His presence in the world. God bless you.